It's Wednesday, and it's time for our Neighbors in Action segment, where we feature people and organizations working to make our community a better place. This week, we welcome All of the Above Hip Hop Academy. The organization provides youth the opportunity to learn the fundamentals of hip hop through mentorship, while also working to build community, a hip hop community in Lansing. Jose Moore is the director of All of the Above Hip Hop Academy, and Carl Bowers is a B-boy mentor for the program. Welcome both to Current State.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jose, so I want to start by talking a little bit about what role hip-hop has played in your life personally.
Wow. Well, I was introduced to it, you know, just at a really early age. You know, it was kind of the inevitable. It was around my cousins, my family. I mean, it was just there. I didn't find my voice in it until, you know, my dad, my parents got me a karaoke machine, right? Mm-hmm. And we used to record tapes and, you know, buy instrumentals and blank tapes and kind of record our own songs. So just before we even knew how to write songs, so we were recording these tapes and selling them at school for hot lunch, and just learning how to, you know, build support off of this newfound voice, you know. But it's been throughout the years. Not only has it given me an opportunity to have a voice and to be seen and heard, you know, which at the core of everybody, they want that, you know, to be, you know. You know, noticed, you know, to a certain degree or whatnot, but it's given me an opportunity to experience the world, you know, and I don't know if I would have had the chance to go the places that I've been, you know, between, you know, from Japan to Amsterdam, London, Germany, Spain, Ireland, and so on and so forth, experiencing hip-hop at a global level and seeing how each community has its own interpretation. Where some fundamentals remain, they also have their own spin on it. And so I just don't know if I would have had the chance to see as much as I've seen if hip-hop hadn't been a part of my life. So a very, very different experience than most in the culture. But, yeah, I'm thankful for it. Thankful for it.
And, Carl, what about you? How did you get introduced into B-boying?
Well, for me, it was started as a kid, like, not getting introduced to b-boying, but just dancing in general was something that I've always had a passion for, either it being, you know, from watching cartoons and picking up dances and going in front of my parents and showing them. But it started in high school with a group of friends, and I found out that they were dancing in this classroom, and I came and I walked out upon it, and I was like, you know, this is something that very, like, interests me, and so I began to, like, pick it up, and slowly it was just dancing to me, and it was something that I loved to do. But as it grew with inside of me, became more fluent with it, it became more of a passion for the culture and the dance, and something that, like, it's taken me to so many places and, like, enriched my life and just empowered me, and, like, as an individual, just further than what I could imagine without it being there. So it's taken me now to places like here at MSU, being an instructor, to All of the Above and teaching youth there. So
you give up your career traveling around the world doing Hip Hop Jose, and you come to Lansing and found All of the Above. Where does the idea for All of the Above Academy come from?
It stems from I was doing a residency in Southwest Detroit, where it was my first time ever, you know, engaging a classroom with curriculum I had to come up with to reinforce, you know, English and social studies utilizing hip hop, which, you know, it's a perfect combination, you know, social events and, you know, talking about, you know, what's happening in society and building vocabulary, teaching kids the importance of having a vocabulary if you want to be able to rap and articulate an idea. You know, so they paired really well. but what I was noticing is that in the classroom, whereas, you know, every student there was required to be there because they have to be at school, there were a few students in the classroom who really excelled and had a natural gifting. And I had no way to, you know, point them in any kind of direction because I'm not from Southwest Detroit. I wasn't familiar with the different organizations there. But I didn't know what to, you know, if somebody didn't get a hold of this talent or if this talent wasn't nurtured, mm-hmm. you know, what would happen with it? You know, either A, it goes down the wrong path or it fizzles out and dies. You don't want to see that. And so here I am living in Lansing, and the different things happening here in our own city, it seemed like the perfect perfect canvas to be able to start painting this idea and bringing this to fruition. So at first we wanted to have a residency program, and then we shifted focuses from that with, you know, arts and the schools and everything kind of being, you know, shaky right now, to just developing a mentor program to where we can go out and look for these, you know, talented individuals who maybe aren't excelling at school, maybe don't have the best family home life, or maybe aren't jocks or playing sports and whatnot, but they have a knack for poetry, they have a knack for music and composition, and they, you know, they need an outlet. And so that's kind of where we're at right now, just trying to meet a need on a few different levels here in the capital city.
Carl, tell me about who you serve. Who's the typical kid who comes to one of your programs?
Well, I get an array of kids from different backgrounds and, you know, different demographics. And like for kids from 6 years old to 18 years old, and from kids with some disabilities, some with, no, not. And just the kids, they come there, they're focused, and they love just, you know, the art of dancing. And I just take that and show them, you know, that this is something that you can be empowered by and something that can enrich your life. Like I said, these kids come focused, and they just love doing what they do, and I love teaching them. And so it becomes really easy for me to be able to do my job, you know, as an instructor, when the kids come in and they have this love for dance already. So,
and beyond dancing, what are some of the other things that mentees learn in the program?
So we have an MC class teaching, you know, young aspiring artists how to rap, so to speak. But beyond that, how to find their voice, how to be themselves, how to perform, how to engage a crowd, how to, you know, structure a song, you know, how to, you know, the various different aspects of emceeing. Then we have a graffiti class, urban arts class, where we're teaching them, you know, the fundamentals. In each of these classes, we're giving them history too. So because it's a cultural, you know, approach to hip hop, it's not just this one dimensional all about the rap or all about the song that's on the radio. It's really about the culture as a whole. So you have b-boying, graffiti art, emceeing, DJing / beat making, and then it goes on to fashion, and it goes on to beatboxing, and so on and so forth. But really, we focus on beat making, graffiti art, emceeing, and b-boying. And in those, in each class, we're teaching them the fundamentals, you know, technique. We're teaching them the history, where it comes from. We're giving them, I mean, we're bringing them back to the earliest pioneers and working our way forward, so they have a good understanding as to how this culture has developed and how, if you take it in for more than just what it can do for you financially or, you know, what's marketable, but how it can enrich your life culturally. You know, there's so many more elements and personal development, you know, points you can pull from. You know, so we have conversations about community and about what's happening in society, what's happening, current events on the news, and we give the students opportunities to talk about that through their craft or, incorporate that somehow into their medium of choice. Yeah.
I think there's a negative stigma in a way that kind of surrounds a lot of people's understanding of hip hop, and in hearing about your program, they might think, how is hip hop going to help educate anyone? How is this going to improve skills and creativity? I guess what's your response to that?
Well, just like any culture, I mean, that question could be for any culture. You could say, how is Puerto Rican culture good for anybody? If you only highlight somebody who's Puerto Rican who is doing the wrong things, you know what I mean? So this culture has a language, it has a dance, it has a visual art, it has music, it has all these things that make up a culture. And so the best quote I've ever heard was one of Mos Def, and he says, if you want to see where hip-hop is going, you look where the people are going. Because, in essence, it is a direct reflection of the people who are making it. You know, and that's the beautiful thing about it, is that depending on who's at the helm of it, you know, or, you know, in the city or in their own life or being promoted on wherever they're at, you know, that's gonna kind of steer the direction of the content. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so, because we're a program that is very much community, centered, and socially aware, at least tries to be, and at most really trying to be responsible with our position in the culture, because the stakes are just too high to be, you know, I just want to be an artist and that's it. I don't care who's support. I don't care what people are getting out of what you know, I'm doing as long as they're supporting me. We don't want to have that individual, hyper-individualistic approach to it. Mm-hmm. We want to stimulate community. We want to communicate global awareness. You know, so when we talk about what's happening in hip hop in Japan and what's happening in Amsterdam, mm-hmm. and, you know, just creating an awareness. And so, yeah, it's positive in the fact that it can empower folks to have a voice and move to action.
Very quickly here, Carl, how can people get involved with this program?
Doing free classes at the Oak Park YMCA, building community there. But we are also looking to partner up with a local arts organization. But we're now taking requests from, you know, different local organizations, from, you know, events to performances to workshops, and just helping build our community in the Capital area and around the Capital area. Free classes at the YMCA, and for those who are interested in hip-hop, whether it be MCing, DJing, graffiti, or b-boying, say we welcome you to come out and try it and give it a shot, because it's something that can enrich your life, and it is like something that's, and helped me throughout the long run with mine.
Carl Bowers is a b-boy mentor at All of the Above Hip Hop Academy. Ozay Moore is the director of the academy. Thank you both so much for joining me.
Thank you.